Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tiger Woods recovering after surgery.
A shattered ankle and fractures in both of his legs.
Fans get back in the game.
Feeling very emotional, very anxious.
New Texas crisis, housing.
Prices are going up and we're having to expand our budget.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hours after a horrific California car crash, Tiger Woods was described as awake, responsive, and recovering in a statement on his Twitter account. It's a relief for millions of his fans around the world. But as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman, the course ahead for the man who once dominated golf seems packed with struggle and uncertainty.
Tiger Woods is lucky to be alive today.
The interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive what's otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
That's L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Last night, doctors released details of the injuries. Multiple fractures in Woods' right leg, affecting both the upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula. There were also injuries to the foot and ankle, and trauma to the muscle and soft tissue. The crash occurred as Woods was driving his SUV on a winding stretch of road that has a history of accidents.
He told me his name was Tiger.
L.A. Sheriff Lieutenant Carlos Gonzalez was the first at the scene.
I asked him if he knew where he was. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
Just 3 days ago on Sunday, Woods was asked about possibly competing at this April's Masters tournament.
You're going to be there.
Gotta hope so. I got to get there first.
Now the Masters seems the furthest thing from Tiger Woods' mind.
Kyle Porter of CBSSports.com says Woods, who has won the green jacket at the Masters 5 times, faces enormous odds now for simply a return to the sport.
He's had 5 back surgeries. He's had multiple leg surgeries. He's had an Achilles, a neck, all these different things that have just battered and beaten up his body over the years to the point where you're like, man, what does he have left even without this car accident?
CBS Sports golf analyst Nick Faldo.
At 45, you're kind of at the tail end of your career anyway. And to absolutely shake your body up like this, hey, if anybody's got the mental strength to come back, but I would have thought that this would be in stages. Life first, hey, golf is second, and then competitive golf is possibly a long way down the line.
CBS's Dr. David Agus tells us recovery will be long and difficult.
They actually had to put a slit in each of the muscles to allow the pressure to be relieved. So it's going to take a while to retrain these muscles, to enable these bones to heal over the rod. We're talking at least 6 months of recovery here, you know, to be able to get to some semblance of walking.
A sign of hope in the pandemic is more sports fans being allowed inside to arenas. CBS's Mola Lenghi at Barclays Center in New York says there are procedures.
Tickets.
For fans, they're asked to bring along proof of a negative COVID test. And once arriving on site, undergo another test that takes about 6 minutes.
Everyone will have on a mask.
Adina Irwin is the general manager of Barclays Center.
We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, and so everybody will be spaced out.
Bag checks are now touchless. Food and drinks, they're all prepackaged. A few miles away in Manhattan's Madison Square Garden, they welcomed fans back by the thousands.
Never been to a game in a 20,000-seat arena with 2,000 people spread out.
Now to Rochester, New York, where a grand jury has decided not to charge police officers in the death of Daniel Prude. Police were seen on video holding the 41-year-old black man down, naked and handcuffed, on a city street last March until he stopped breathing. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the strongest possible case was presented to the grand jury.
We made every attempt to demonstrate the facts, but ultimately we have to respect the decision.
Law enforcement people on the front lines during the Capitol attack last month have told Congress they didn't get the intelligence others may have been privy to ahead of the violence.
Several officials testified they knew about a possible threat before January 6 and had planned accordingly. Former House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving said they believed the plan met the threat.
We now know that we had the wrong plan.
Ex-Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund.
I think there's a failure of having a wide enough lens to look at what are the current threats that we're facing.
And Acting D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte agreed.
The intelligence did not make it where it needed to be.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Five board members of the ERCOT power grid in Texas are stepping down effective today after the disastrous power outage during last week's storms. All live outside the state and one chairs the board. More than 3 million Texans still have issues with their water supply. And CBS's Janet Shamlian says a lot of people forced out of their homes and apartments by damage and looking for new places to live are coming up dry.
Texas has thawed, but families like the Elsners are frozen out of the housing market.
The ceiling came down.
Forced to find a new rental after their pipes burst.
It seems like the houses are going away as we're driving up to them in some cases. Everybody wants a home.
The market was already tight. Demand skyrocketed after the storm.
Prices are going up and we're having to expand our budget and our circle of where we want to live in order to find something.
A federal judge has banned the Biden administration from enforcing a 100-day moratorium on most deportations. Texas argues that moratorium violates federal law and imposes major costs on the state. A record 5.6% of U.S. adults now identify as LGBTQ. That survey from Gallup shows a more than 1 percentage point jump from the last one in 2017. For young adults in the 18 to 23 category, 15.9% say they're LGBTQ. As CBS's Vicky Barker tells us, some girls are being honored this week for an achievement that was once just for boys.
2 years after girls were first allowed into the Boy Scouts, almost 1,000 just attained the top rank of Eagle Scout.
I don't think any of us really thought this day would come.
Kendall Jackson knows she just made history.
I'm really proud of myself and the other young women that have made this rank.
Gabby Mayron's just keeping it in the family.
My brother is Eagle. My grandpa and his brother, Eagle. My great-grandfather, had he not been called off to go to World War II, would have gotten his Eagle.
Only 6% of Scouts make it to Eagle, but...
Once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
Lindsay Nedro.
Eagle Scout is so much more than a medal or an award. It's an expectation and a lifestyle that you're a leader and a role model.
For girls and boys.
You could fill several auto showrooms with the top safety picks from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Hyundai and sister brands Kia and Genesis faring the best, but Institute President David Harkey says there were 90 vehicles that got either the top safety pick or top safety pick plus designation.
These are the vehicles that perform well across the board with all of our criteria that we've established.
Harkey saying they've seen big improvements in headlights and crash prevention technology. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The FAA has now ordered airlines in the U.S. to ground planes with the type of engine that blew apart after a flight took off from Denver over the weekend. This affects United Airlines, which had 24 planes in service with that engine. United moved earlier to take those jets out of schedules and check them out. Attention is focused on metal fatigue in the fan blades. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.